What if everyone's day ended after seventh period? Would that make life better? Would our educational problems dissolve if all our days started with 50 minutes of focused reading? Imagine an annual civics class before each election. Voting rates could possibly reach the 90th percentile. Vision the DA playing on the same basketball team with the police chief. In this world, the mailman would take attendance and City Hall would have a swimming pool in the basement. What if New Orleans was a good school? Several metaphors and models have been bestowed upon schools to assist in their improvement. Reformers have applied medical models, business approaches, and neighborhood constructs to help educational institutions develop. It seems somewhat illogical to borrow other sectors' models and frameworks when we have ample evidence of their frailties and shortcomings. Indeed, it has troubled us to hear how schools should operate like businesses during a worldwide meltdown of controlled economies. Yet New Orleans has adopted a range of reforms, some of which are having positive effects on the education of our youth. I believe schools have improved. However, schools are not better because we become more corporate or because we can diagnose problems. Schools have improved because they've become better communities. Educator Sheldon Berman states, "A community is a group of people who acknowledge their interconnectedness, have a sense of their common purpose, respect their differences, share in group decision-making, as well as in the responsibility for the actions of the group, and support each other's growth." Unfortunately, we have based our support of education reform on the growth of test scores and not the growth of community. Consequently, the evidence that advocates use as proof of New Orleans' educational improvement distracts schools from continuing what I believe to be exemplar work in community building. Closing the achievement gap is not the essential problem of New Orleans. Increasing test scores among low-income residents should not be a final destination. We should eliminate the thought of, if we can only get this education right, we'll be a better city. We must close the community gaps that make it too easy to quote Dickens, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." We must start asking questions that examine the connection between various sectors and community wellness. I believe that school leaders have asked themselves community-based questions and have discovered solutions that New Orleans can adopt. For a change, let's use schools as the model for a system in need of improvement. We should ask students and families of good schools what it takes to be a better city. Three seniors from Sophie B. Wright Charter School and I will do just that. We will give a public lecture titled "Curriculum of a Community, New Orleans is a Good School." It will take place on Loyola University's campus on March 6 at 6 p.m. in the Roussel Performance Hall. The lecture is free and open to the public, like all schools should be.